Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host this afternoon, Angela Butler. We have with us tonight Sherry Bell Bradley. She is a playwright. Again, we have with us playwright Sherry Bell Bradley from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you this afternoon, Ms. Sherry Bradley?
I am wonderful. How are you, Ms. Butler?
I am great. I am great. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, and yours as well.
Yes, I was glad you accepted my invitation to come on the show. You have some great plays. They've been telling me about
Thank
it from my relatives in Atlanta. I haven't had the pleasure or opportunity of seeing you, but they tell me you're pretty good.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I work very hard.
I believe that. They've seen some of your work in Mississippi also. Well, not more in
really?
Mississippi than in Atlanta. I mean Mississippi, if I got that backwards, excuse me.
That's right, because I'm originally from Mississippi.
Yes. What are some of the plays you wrote on?
I have written the play that I've done professionally is Who Killed Uncle Pete. But in the early 90s, I've written for the Girls and Boys Club in Greenville, Mississippi. I've written for the National Council of Negro Women. I wrote a play for Branch Continuing Education where we worked with students at Coleman Junior High School, and we put that play on at Greenville High School, my alma mater. So I am really excited about what I have accomplished, and I'm really excited about what I'm trying to accomplish in this upcoming future.
Okay, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. When did you first start to write?
I have been writing since I was about 9 years old. I was the nerdy kid that would take 10 spelling words and just come up with all kinds of stories. I am also a published poet, so I have been writing about social issues, teenage pregnancy, drug abuse, domestic abuse, those type of issues.
Okay. All right. What is your educational background?
I have a bachelor's degree in paralegal studies, and I am presently working on my master's degree.
Oh, that's wonderful.
With Strayer University.
Okay. Yes, I'm considering going back to college, too.
Yeah, it's a lot harder after 40.
Yeah, it is. I imagine it is. What career did you have before becoming a playwright?
I have been in the legal field for maybe over 15 years. Maybe more. Yeah, it was over 15 years. I worked at I moved here in 1999. Relocated from Greenville, Mississippi, because I obtained a position at the law department for the city of Atlanta. And from there, I transferred to the Solicitor General's office in the Traffic Division. And from there, I worked at King & Spalding for 8.5 years before being laid off in 2009. Since that time, I started my own company. Mm-hmm. I started my own company, Mississippi Magnolia Productions. I still do some legal contract work, but not as much.
Okay. All right. So you found that entrepreneurship is what you like to do, and you were kind of like forced into it, but it's also something you like to do. Am I right? Do you find the closing was of the law office, or the relocating of the law office? I forgot what you said. Was it a blessing in disguise, maybe? Another way of God blessing you?
It was, because in the legal field, it can be very stressful. I mean, a regular 9-to-5 is stressful in itself. And having the opportunity to pursue my dreams, yes, I do feel that God blessed me, because I probably would have still been trying to do both, which it was really hard, and I've tried, but it's not a good balance. It never balanced. But I do believe God has truly blessed me. Because this is a ministry for me. Playwriting is a ministry for me. It helps me to grow spiritually. And at the same time, when we're delivering these messages, you know, we know that someone in the audience is going to be transformed as well. So it has truly been a blessing. This is something that I would do if I did make money. This is something that I have done for free for years.
Okay. All right. That sounds wonderful. That's something you did for free for years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you worked in the legal field. Okay. I have family members who work in the legal field. Okay. What is the name of your current play?
Is Uncle Pete Really Dead? It's a comedy stage play.
Oh, okay. It's comedy. Oh, okay.
Comedy. Now I want to make people happy. I just want to make people laugh.
Oh, okay. Is Uncle Pete Really Dead? It sounds hilarious. Okay.
It's a spinoff from our hit stage play, Who Killed Uncle Pete?
Who killed Uncle Pete?
Mm-hmm. That was my first production for profit. And we sold out shows at the 14th Street Playhouse in Atlanta. We traveled to my hometown, Greenville, Mississippi. We were able to travel to Dublin and College Park. So I think we had about 8 shows in 2 years.
Oh,
so this is the
debut
of Is Uncle Pete Really Dead?
Oh, okay. Okay, that's wonderful. I'm glad to know that you are doing so well and that you like what you're doing and that it's a ministry for you.
It really is.
What is your, could you give a little bit, just a little bit to the listeners about what the play is about?
Okay, in 2009, Uncle Pete showed up at the family reunion, at the McLeod family reunion, uninvited. He insulted several family members and ended up dead.
Okay.
So that's the Who Killed Uncle Pete. Okay, the spinoff is there are strange things have started happening in the family now, which will lead you to wonder, is he really dead?
Okay. Okay.
So there are a lot of strange things going on now in the family.
All right. Where is it performed, your play? Where is it performed at? Where can people go to see it perform? Is it now being performed?
No, the play is scheduled for April the 7th at 6 o'clock p.m. At the Port of Sanford III Performing Arts Center at 3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. They can purchase tickets at the Berean Christian Bookstore in Atlanta, or on www.isunclepeterreallydead.eventbrite.com. The tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door.
Okay. All right. That's good. I'll try to tell some of my family in Mississippi about this. They're from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, thank you. We're actually working on some show dates now. They have not been confirmed, but we're working on some show dates now. And I don't know, I just may be going back home to Greenville, Mississippi, because I think it's very important that you're able to share wonderful projects with your hometown. I've received so much love and support from my hometown that it's truly been a blessing.
Okay. All right, we've got a caller, and the caller just came on, so I don't know if the caller has any questions or not, but I'm going to ask them anyway, and if they don't have any comment, they can stay silent.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Do you have any questions for Ms. Bradley?
I'm one of the cast members of Is Uncle Pete Really Dead? Rita Sands. I play the character, Dump.
Okay.
That's
wonderful.
Yes, and this is such a great show. You know, I started with Sherry from the beginning with Who Killed Uncle Pete, and I just want to say if you hadn't seen the first show, this second show you don't want to miss, but this one production you really, really need to see.
Okay. All right. I don't think I meant to say Biloxi, Mississippi. I think I meant to say something else. But I have family from Mississippi.
Okay.
Did you like Mississippi? Did you like Mississippi? You like Mississippi. That's your roots, right?
Oh, yeah. My company is I even named my company after my home state. My company's name is Mississippi Magnolia Productions, and that's in honor of where I'm from. That's in honor of my state. And, because without those humble beginnings, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I am so honored to be a Mississippi Magnolia.
A Mississippi Magnolia. All right. Are you currently working on another play, theatrical play?
I have some other things in the works. I don't know if it would actually hit this year or not, because I know with Who Killed Uncle Pete, we really thought we would only play maybe that year, and that show lasted for 2 years, and we may still end up bringing Who Killed Uncle Pete back as well. So I can't really just say. I don't know what God has in store for us. I'm just going to, you know, just continue to step out on faith, because right now we're in the process of looking for sponsors, which makes it a lot easier to actually put on production. But we have, the only sponsor we've had has been God, and we've done a great job. God has done wonderful things with us and for us, opening up doors that people that have the financial backing have not been able to walk through. So I am truly blessed, but I don't know. I can't tell you exactly what we're going to do.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful that you're doing something that you love to do. And then we have a couple of more callers. I'm going to go to the callers and ask them if they have a question. Callers, if you don't have any questions, you can remain silent. If you don't want to say hello, you can remain silent and just listen, because that's what the number was posted on Facebook for. Caller, do you have a question for Sherry Bell Bradley? Okay. All right, we'll go to the next one. Caller, do you have a question for Sherry Bradley? Okay, I guess you're just calling in to listen. We had a couple of callers, and we have a few people on chat with a couple of questions. The chat line is open also. The number to call in is 1-347-327-9376, so tell your friends. A lady wants to know, she says she is from Mississippi.
Oh,
and she wants
okay.
to know, how did you know to write at age 9? Was it God-led, or did you just pick up a pen and start writing? Or did you, how did you do that? She said, because she's a writer, and she didn't start writing until she was 14.
Okay, I think some of it is. I think, I shouldn't say some of it, I think it is God-led. And I think also, too, being encouraged to write, being encouraged to use your imagination from teachers. I remember a teacher in particular, Ms. Grant. She didn't mind, you know, I didn't use the normal, you know, one sentence. It was one sentence per word. And she would always say, this child has an imagination, you know. But I never realized what I was doing at age 9. I was just writing. So it is a gift from God, because I didn't take a course in writing. And it was exploratory writing, and that's when I was working on my bachelor's degree. No, I was working on my legal certificate then, and I had exploratory writing, and he would just call out a subject, and you just had to write. But it was a more it was exploratory, but it was structured as well. But I had been writing way before then, way before college. So this is a gift from God. Before taking a class, and that was in the 90s. Before taking that class, I had poems published and everything. So I know my gift is truly from God. It is not about me. Some things that I know that what he's given me, I can't really explain.
Okay.
I can't, because it's a gift. You can explain a talent, but you can't explain a gift.
Okay. All right. We have another caller. Hold on, please. Caller, do you have a question for Sherry Bell Bradley? If you don't, you can remain silent. If you just called to listen.
To listen.
You just called to listen? Okay. All right, thank you. She just called to listen. Okay. Let's go on to the next question. You answered the question, were you currently working on another theater? Do you also direct your own plays? Are you also a director for your own plays?
I am. I'm the writer, director, and the producer.
Oh, okay. All right. The writer, the director, and the producer.
Yes, I am.
They've asked me again to say, to ask you again on chat, where can your plays be seen at?
Right now, the upcoming play that we have is Is Uncle Pete Really Dead? And it's going to be at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center at 3181 Rainbow Drive in Decatur, Georgia, 30034. This show is scheduled for April the 7th at 6 o'clock p.m. Purchase your ticket at the Berean Christian Bookstore on 441 Cleveland Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. Or you can go online at www.isunclepetereallydead.eventbrite.com.
Okay. All right, listeners, we're going to have to go to a break. I apologize for not being able to get to all your calls. I have about 10 calls. I'm not going to be able to get to them all. But if you just last through the break, I've got to pay some bills and with these commercials. So just come back and listen to Sherry Bell Bradley, and I'll get to you as quick as I can.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
That was Garland McLaughlin. The Digital Conglomerate Magazine. Don't forget to cater to him at www.conglomeratemagazine.com. Let's not forget Conti Contino, and to vote for him at the Walmart voting site, to vote for him in More Time to Sleep. Vote as many times as you can, vote once every day. Also, let's not forget Demetrius Stewart, www.atlantaambition.com, the magazine, and her. Let's not forget to cater to her and advertise with her. Also, Maurice and Abby Merriweather, the Visalis people, don't forget to cater to them. You can hit them up on Facebook. And let's not forget X40, the singer of Survival, and his song Survival. And you can find him on www.reverbernation. And let's not forget Exquisite Barista, the next commercial.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Okay, that was Exquisite Barista, a company of Exquisite Design. Don't forget to cater to them and call them at 210-701-0143. We're going to go into a little music, and we're going to come back and listen to Sherry Bell Bradley, the playwright.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to Through Entertainment, Prime Time Music Group.
Okay.
What's happening, B?
All right, that was King Big, Mr. November. Don't forget to go out and buy his CD on www.reverbination.com. That's reverbnation.com. All right, Miss Sherry Bell Bradley, how are you doing this afternoon?
Okay. I am doing wonderful.
Okay. You've already told us where your plays can be seen at. How do you choose your actors? Do they have to memorize them? Do their monologues have to be memorized? That's a question someone asked me.
Sometimes we do bring actors in for auditions, and they may have a monologue. Sometimes when they come in, we will still give them a few scenarios, and we want them to I want to check their range. So it may one may be comical, one may be dramatic. I want to see if they can be angry. I want to see if they can be funny. So I do, even with a monologue, I still want to be able to check their range to see what type of characters they can play. So if they audition for one particular character, one particular role, and they may not be a good fit for that role, I may be able to use them in another role, for another role.
Okay, I don't know if this is the same caller, but I'm going to go to them anyway. Hold on. Hello, caller, do you have anything to say? All right, I guess you're just listening. Thank you. Thank you. Please don't hang up. Okay, where can one go again to buy tickets to your play? I got another request for that through my Gmail account. So.
Okay, they can go to the Berean.
Okay.
That's okay. It's the Berean Christian Bookstore, and it is at 441 Cleveland Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30315, or they can purchase the ticket online at www.earsunclepeteReallyDead.eventbrite.com.
You say you've taken this play on the road before. You went to back to your home state, Mississippi, and it's been shown 8 times in 2 years. Is that what you say you have?
Eight times.
That's really good. And this is your second play that's for profit. I think that's very interesting, and that is that's great that you're doing something you love to do, I once heard Oprah Winfrey say that if you find something you do for free and you can get paid for it, then you're truly blessed because there are so many people who hate their jobs.
That's
so
true.
You
That's
know.
But I love what I do. It can be stressful.
So, you know.
It can be stressful, but I do love what I do.
Yeah, okay. All right. I guess my callers don't have much to say, so I'm going to go on with the next questions. What advice can you give to the young women? What advice would you like to give to young women who are coming up in this day and age and who are thinking about dropping out of school or not wanting to continue their education? Because I know the president had got on national television and said to make it a certain age before you could drop out or something to that effect. What do you think about all that? What do you think? I know you're not a politician.
I would tell any young woman or young man,
yes.
Education is the key to success. Even if you were blessed with a contract, if you cannot interpret that contract, you don't even know if they're cheating you. You know, with an education and with a gift or a talent, you can go a long way. You have to be able to, first of all, know who you are and know how to operate in the gift that God has given you. So even operating in the gift that God has given you, you still have to have education to do that. You have to be able to survive in a certain environment. So I wouldn't advise any child to drop out of school. I would tell you to go to school. If you have dropped out of school, go back to school. It is never too late for you to get an education. It is never too late for you to try to better yourself. Because it is for you. And that's a legacy when you leave your children because once you teach your child that having a good education is the key to success, then you know what they in turn teach their children. And that's what we have to start doing. We have to teach them. Even being an entrepreneur, you have to know how to read a contract. You have to understand the guidelines. You have to be able to follow the procedures. So you have to understand the terminology. You have to be able to function in this environment. So at any, there is no particular age to drop out of school. I do not agree with that. I think that we should always encourage people, these young adults, to stay in school, and if you're out, to go back to school.
Yes, I agree. Education is something that the youth need more now than ever. I needed it when I was coming up, when I was in my teenage years, and I know they need it now. So I thank you for your great advice. I thank all my callers who called in to listen to Sherry Bell Bradley, the writer and director of Is Uncle Pete Really Dead? She's given the call, the address and everything where you can go see the play out at least three times. So I hope you all have gotten a pen and paper and wrote that down. Sherry Bradley, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
I thank you so much for having me. It is truly an honor to be on your show. I know there are a lot of people out there you could have interviewed, so I humbly thank you for interviewing me.
I humbly thank you for coming
show.
On. I think you're going to go for it, and if I ever get the chance to come back to Atlanta, I am going to be looking you up and checking out your plays and bringing some people with me.
I really appreciate that, and guess what? You may look up, and I may be in Florida.
Oh, okay. That would be wonderful. If you come to Tallahassee or Dothan, Alabama, I'd be glad to come see you.
Tallahassee,
Florida,
or
Dothan, Alabama, you know, they have a lot of arts and things and concerts that go on over there. So it would be wonderful to see one of your plays and to bring my mom.
Oh, that would be nice. That would really be nice. So I will keep you abreast. We're on Facebook, Playwright Sherry Bell Bradley. So if anyone want to wish me well, if you want to contact me, you can always contact me on Facebook. You can always hit me up on Twitter, and I will respond.
You also have 5,000 and some friends. You have more friends than me because I only have like 4,250. So I'm 4,200. I said, wow, she's got a lot of friends. She's real popular.
Yeah, and that's just on one website. So, you know, we're truly blessed. We've truly been blessed, and we have people following us all over the world. And it's truly a blessing that we've been able to reach so many people, and they continue to follow us, they continue to support us. I just keep trying to put out the best product that I possibly can. I have a wonderful cast. I'm always surrounded by wonderful actors who are professionals, who come in here and they do what they're going to do. And when I announce that either I'm shutting the block down, with this one, we're bringing the heat. And when I say that, they can believe that we're bringing the heat because we do the best we can. We work very hard to put out quality shows for the enjoyment of the entire family. So you not only can bring your girlfriends, you can bring your husband. There's no male bashing in my productions. There are no female bashings. I keep my shows balanced because nothing is always black and white. And we have had so many children and the elderly come out and support us. Oh, my gosh, it has truly been a blessing that the elders come out and support us. And this show is not just in African-American, for African-Americans only. With Who Killed Uncle Pete, the first show out, we had so many Caucasians and we had other minority groups at our production. And I just thank God for everything that he's done, that this show crossed over and people are happy and they're happy for it.
Well, I see the lines are lit up, but unfortunately, that's the first half of Show Talk with Angela Butler. I see there's about 6 or 7 South Carolina numbers there. I thank South Carolina and North Carolina for calling in, and Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta,
thank
Georgia.
You.
And check out Ms. Sherry Bell Bradley. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, now, you know I do my thing with that, you know what I'm saying, that girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. You know what I mean?
Swag brother. So it's on a two-way, turn four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ. Kiss like a OJ. Get no play. I'm riding through your hood.
I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speed, no hate. I don't hang out with you, playing on with your kind, no way. So, to the say, your crew say, I got a scrap and I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Yo, so juicy. I'm last Tuesday. She pretty as hell like Rudy. She with the movies. That's all I spent. I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip. Them went so quick. Another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's on a two way. Turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy. Kiss like a BoJ. 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 So it's on a two way. Turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy. Kiss like a BoJ. Kiss like a BoJ. Kiss like a BoJ.
Music Theory. Survivor of all turbulence, you know what it is? It's my game star. Survivor, come on. Yeah.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire. Oh, Lord. I'm a survivor. I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire. Oh, Lord. I'm a survivor.
What is brand new? I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shield. You can listen to the news, the words that I utter. I testimonies to good, better times in the past. I had my back to the wall and praise it to God. I break the four walls. I broke on the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this. My enemies is on your knees. Stack to the ground like glue. Listen to the tune. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only Genesis, but also read Matthew. I stop lots of pauses. I can steal through. Now I got money like the rain dropping on me like showers. I struggle to stay alive. Don't dive in the pool of yes, cause if I can survive, so you can. Believe in yourself.
I'm a survivor. I look everywhere. All I see is fire. Shouting up louder. All I'm desire. Oh, Lord. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. I look everywhere. All I see is fire. Shouting up louder. All I'm desire. Oh, Lord. I'm a survivor.
Memories bring me back, histories of the past. I cannot voice my stories into lyrics. Listen to me, the battle is over. Let the body.
All right, listeners, we have on the phone on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight by phone, Mr. Darren Florence. Darren Florence is executive producer at AFM Media. How are you doing this afternoon, Darren?
Hey, Angela, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm glad you could call in. Okay.
Okay.
What is your brand about? I was reading some of your work that you did and everything, your bio and everything. And what is your brand? What is a brand?
My brand? Well, how can I explain this? I do voiceover and radio commercials, so I basically brand other products for people with a signature voice and a signature sound.
Okay. All right. Okay, I understand that. How is it that you are able to cross market? How is it that you're able to do that? Why? How are you so versatile? I mean.
Well, in doing voice work, it's kind of like an acting job because you know, if you ever watched the movie with Shrek, you know, Eddie Murphy does the donkey voice. So, you know, there's all kind of movies and television shows, cartoons, radio shows, and commercials that people could do in order, you know, do voice work. So you just have to be versatile. You can't just put yourself in a cage and box yourself in. You got to be able to, you know, adjust and do whatever the client wants.
Okay. When did you first begin to do voiceover? When did you first begin to do that? When did you first realize you could do that?
I guess it was around the early 90s. I got into actual voiceover work. I started working on radio kind of like when I was in high school, fooling around with it all through college. And I got into voice work like the early 90s from a guy, Mitch Faulkner, had a studio called All Mike Productions. And I met him and started learning under him. Once I saw him do, at the time, he serviced 90% of the black radio stations in the country doing their call letters, drops, ads, and promos. So it kind of intrigued me, and I just started going to his studio every day until I learned what he could do.
you tell the listeners about the Larry Tinsley Show and also about working with Mr. Tom Joyner. You told me you contracted with Mr. Tom Joyner. You didn't actually work for him, but that's the same thing to me. Tell us about the Larry Tinsley Show.
Okay, Larry Tinsley currently right now has a gospel show that comes on V103 in Atlanta, Georgia, every Sunday morning. And I think he has a couple of stations around the country, too, as well, if I'm correct. But it's one of the better gospel shows that, you know, you can listen to. But how I got connected with him, when I was working at All Mike Productions with Mitch Faulkner, who I was just speaking about a few minutes ago, we had a section of the company or the production house that was responsible for all syndicated shows. And before Larry Tinsley worked at V103, he had a syndicated show through On Mike that I produced for over 5 years. So Larry Tinsley and I became good friends, and the whole sound and everything that you hear on the show basically is, you know, my brainchild, where I came up with the music that he talks over. I always said he had put some light jazz up under his voice to create a nice atmosphere. Larry was a workhorse, too, in that anything that he ever did on the microphone, it had to be written out. He would not open that microphone or say anything unless it was written. So there's a lot of fundamental rules about radio that I learned from working with Larry. He also worked for James Brown in Memphis, Tennessee, in one of James Brown's radio stations. So he's one of the OGs that I respect in the industry, and I love him like he's my family, you know. So
are you going on the cruise? Yeah. Okay. Are you going on the cruise with Mr. Tom Joyner? Are you going on the cruise?
Okay, about the Tom Joyner situation. before I say I'm going on the cruise, Tom Joyner, well, Mitch Faulkner, the guy that taught me at some point, worked for Tom as well as a production director. So whatever Mitch did, he's like kind of like the Michael Jordan for me of production. Whatever he did, I wanted to do. So when he was no longer there, I called and asked, you know, who replaced him. They said nobody. So I threw my hat in the ring. And I guess for the past 2 years, I've been doing, the promos for all of the cruises and the family reunions for him.
Oh, okay. So, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You are talented. I've heard some of your voiceovers. What's the Postman Productions about?
Well, there is no such thing as Postman Productions anymore. I guess about 6 months ago, I changed the name of my company to Postman Media to kind of give it a more of a universal name, because I didn't want to just get, you know, pigeonholed into one aspect of the industry. Because my vision is, one of my biggest mentors is like Dick Clark. Dick Clark started out in radio, and then he had a countdown called American Bandstand or something like that, and turned it into a television show. And, you know, kind of like Soul Train is to us, Dick Clark is to them. And But he took that vision all the way to, he does the Grammy Awards. He produces American Music Awards. He also does the New Year's Rockin' Eve. Any major television production that has anything to do with the radio industry, it has to go through a Dick Clark production. So my vision and my goal is to follow the same blueprint that he has.
Do you act or sing?
Do I sing?
Do you sing?
Well, my music background, I went to college in Huntsville, Alabama, called Oakwood College. And it's a school that's based on a lot of music. Like, my cousin sings in Take Six, we comes from there, Brian McKnight, and a lot of other artists. If I mention you, kind of raise your eyebrow, like, I didn't know they came from that environment. So based on that is where my love for music came from. And, yeah, I sang in groups and stuff in college, high school, and I still love music, but once I heard myself talk on the microphone and got in the radio, you know, my love for that kind of was bigger, and I got into the radio side and loved that a little bit more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I found out. I like radio better than acting. I like it a little bit better, not a whole lot better, but about 50% more better. Do you do voice impersonations? Can you do a voice impersonation?
I mean, I fool around from time to time. I keep going back to Mitch, the guy that taught me how to do it. Sometimes we'll be in the studio late at night and we'll stop working and go to the Waffle House. We'll be in there talking like two white boys, you know. We're like, well, I tell you the colored people truth. Every time I come up in here, I mean, I tell you, every time. You know, we be in there just like a silly man.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we would put those characters on radio production pieces and whatnot, and, you know, people get a kick out of them. So if we come up with something that was silly or funny, you know, we would do that. Or if I had an idea or a concept of somebody that could do a voice like, I know a comedian friend of mine, Tony, or something like that. But he does a whole bunch of cartoon character voices and all kinds of stuff. He could do presidents and all kind of people. So if I really need somebody that can really imitate somebody, I'll call him. Matter of fact, I got a couple of comedian friends that could do Barack Obama, all kind of people. So I just call my comedian friends and use them.
Oh, okay. What are some of your current projects that you can actually tell the listeners about? What are some of your current projects?
I'm the voice of the Tom Joyner Morning Show in terms of all the promos for all of the events. They got two major events, the Fantastic Voyage and the Family Reunion. The Fantastic Voyage is, you know, kind of self-explanatory. It's a cruise with a lot of upscale, grown black people, and it's a lot of music on the boat, fun, food. I think this year is going to Ocho Rios, Jamaica, and the Bahamas, leaving out of Fort Lauderdale. And then the Family Reunion is kind of self-explanatory, too. It's in the Gaylord Palm Resort in Orlando, Florida. And every year he invites, you know, the country to come down and spend time with your family, hotel rooms, food, tickets to all the theme parks, and, of course, a lot of music and vendors. It's like it's a big event. So
okay.
I do a lot of the promos and promotions for these events. Like when you hear the Tom Joyner Morning Show, you go to commercial, and they're talking about those promotions, that's usually my voice speaking.
Oh, okay, and I listen to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. I get it on a radio station from Dothan, Alabama. All right, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. It's nice to actually, you know, know who I'm listening to now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in your spare time? What do you like to do in your spare time?
I mean, I got kids, so I spend a lot of time with my kids and all through their growing up and stuff. I was their coach in basketball, and so my son is 18 now. He's about to graduate from high school. I play ball a lot with them and other friends of mine. What else do I like to do? Just hang out with my kids and be in the studio for the most part, that's it.
Okay, I have a question from somebody on chat. I have a few callers, but I'm not going to be able to get to you tonight. I apologize. I know it sounds rude, but I'm not going to be able to because my computer just went down, kind of like down, but I did see the chat question. And they want to know if you are single.
Yes.
Okay, he says he's single. Okay, ladies. Okay, so everybody calm down. Off chat. I can't get to any callers now. I apologize. I'm having technical difficulties. That's my fault.
You know, single is a trick question. That means I am not married.
That's a trick question. Means he's not married. That doesn't mean. Okay, I got it. We got it. Okay, that's a trick question.
Yeah.
What do you see yourself in 5 years?
Again, going back to Dick Clark scenario, I believe that my company will be a production company where we will be producing all kind of national programs. There's a couple of projects I'm working on right now I can't really talk about because, you know,
okay,
it's closed, but I want to put together all kind of shows. One of the things I used to do growing up in radio is, you ever heard of the Two Stools on ESPN?
Yes.
Okay, well, they have a sports show where they talk about sports, basketball, football, et cetera, et cetera. Well, there's a radio station called AM 790 The Zone here in Atlanta that I worked at before I worked at V103, where I did the first hip-hop sports talk show. And what we did, we had instrumental of hip-hop music or a live DJ just spinning instrumentals while we were in there talking about football, basketball, baseball. We would have callers calling in, just like any other sports talk show. And we also mix athletes and artists together in the interview room. We would be talking to Goody Mob back then and maybe Deion Sanders, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And so
all right, go ahead.
Back in 1997, I don't think the world was really ready for something like that. It was kind of before its time. So I ended up getting a production job at V103 in Atlanta and leaving that situation. And they replaced me with the Two Stools, and they went and blew up and did well. So I always wanted to get back into the aspect of radio and do some production and shows in that lane and show my skills on that as well.
Okay. Well, I think you are doing well. And I know the ladies listening think you are doing well, and the listening audience thinks you are doing well, and we wish you great success. I just have a question. What advice would you like to give to the youth about staying in school, also about getting in trouble, getting in trouble and everything? What could you tell them give them a little guidance here?
That's interesting. You know, growing up, I was a little rebel. I was always a little kid getting in trouble, the bully and all that, too. Yes, it was me. But at the same time, I was focused. I knew what I wanted to do. At a young age, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I did want to work in the music industry in some capacity. And I didn't really necessarily want to be a performer, a singer, or a rapper, even though I could produce music, and I love music, and I could get in there and do that stuff as well, but the radio side was more appealing to me. So I put a lot of my time and energy into doing something that I love. So for young people, I advise them, if there's something that you like, whether it's music, it don't have to be entertainment, sports, it could be reading, whatever you love to do. Go around the people that does that professionally and stay around them until some of that stuff rubs off on you. Two things are going to happen. You're not going to have enough time to get in trouble. And the other thing is you're going to focus in on a goal and a vision that's going to help change and transform your life. You know, so it's cool to have fun and, you know, be rebellious and, you know, get into trouble. But at some point, you know, you got to focus in on what your vision and your dream is and go do that too. And what happens is, see, this is the thing for young kids that I just got to stress. When you're out there having fun and getting rowdy and tearing things up, you're celebrating. But if you don't have a job, what are you celebrating? What are you cutting up for? What are you acting up for? Until you get a job and make some money and do something with your life, there's no reason to celebrate. But once you do that, now you have the money to go do everything that you wanted to do and have the good time on a whole nother level.
All right. Okay. And you're the executive producer, I believe, of AFM Media. Am I correct?
That's correct.
AFM Medium is not Postman Productions, though.
No, it's the parent company. It's the LLC.
Okay.
You know, that's my LLC. So it's the parent company for Postman Media.
Okay. All right. Okay. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to hearing you on the Time Zone Morning Show, and I'm glad you could call in. And I hope you have a blessed career and a blessed life, and I look forward to hopefully talking to you sometime in the near future.
Thank you, Angela, for letting me come on. You know, I know you've been patient with me, been trying to get me on here to do this thing.
Yes, so I have. Yes, I called you.
So we finally got it done. I appreciate you for being patient. And anytime, you know, when I was a kid, there wasn't a lot of people like me that do what I do. They came around to our schools or even playgrounds or basketball courts and said that you can go out and be a voice talent. You know, you can be the voice of a movie trailer or a television show or anything. So anytime I could, you know, help somebody and let them know that you can do that, black people do this, I'm just right there.
That's right. Black people do this. That's all right. That's good. Black America. Okay.
That's right.
All right. And you can be, you can have a, all right, they just told me 90 seconds, but you can have a career, just as Darren Florence was saying. You can have a career. You can have a life. You just got to make good choices, right choices. And I encourage you to seek positive people who are doing positive things in your community to uplift yourselves and to encourage the youth to stay focused. To stay focused. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Darren Florence?
Well, the key to being successful is speaking into existence what you want your life to be.
Okay.
You say what you are, whether you're that or not. If you say it over and over and over enough, it'll start happening. You got to speak it into existence. You got to believe it before you see it.
All right. All right, listen, we had with us tonight. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Darren Florence, the executive producer of AFM Media and Postman Productions. Did I get it right?
Postman Media, but that's good.
Postman Media Productions. Okay. And I thank you for coming on.
All right, Angela. See you next time.
Okay. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Miss Bradley, Sherry Bell Bradley, the playwright, and have a good night, everyone. Have a good night. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.